Did you iron the suit yourself? There's a troublingly Irish man over here. So your work here is done, the roads are finished. Don't forget your shovel if you want to go to work. Just for him, that. What do you do, sir?
I'm a penetration tester.
A penetration tester. Okay. Now, that's not the end of a conversation, is it? No. No one's ever heard, oh, you're a penetration tester. Well, right you are, and move on. The fuck are you talking about? Have you rebranded being a paedophile? Go on, what do you test?
Computers. Break into them.
You test computers and you break into them. But you've tried to make it sound a little bit sexy. I admire you, sir. That you've done very well. That turned her off and then turned her on again. Huh? And what about you? What do you do, birthday girl?
I'm a marketing consultant.
A marketing consultant? I don't really know what that involves these days. What do you market? What are you selling? Selling websites? Have you got an OnlyFans account? Yeah, I'm a marketing selling websites. Yeah, that's right, yeah. Yeah, you like this? You like a look at this? Yeah. It's just $1 a month, yeah? Have a look at this, nice. Yeah, well, I'd like to have a look at it. What's your name, sir?
Bet Burt.
Bet Burt. Yeah. No one gets their name right straight away. No one just knows their own name. You've always got to hear it first, haven't you? Bet? No, that's not it. But, oh, that's it. Yeah. No one just knows it. It's nice to meet you, Bert. I'm Jap. Jimmy? Yeah. Yeah, that sounds right.
I hate woke.
You hate woke. Go back to bed. I hate woke. You did sound like a caveman saying that, didn't you? Mongo hate woke. Go on, so you hate woke, go on.
Anything like that, political correctness, anything like that, I can't.
You don't like political correctness or wokeness? I think you're going to be okay at this show. I don't imagine we're going to have a problem. At no point will there be any DEI going on here. You're going to be okay.
Can you roast Belgium?
Can I roast Belgium? Well, no, because I fucking love Belgium. And you know why?
Pedophile.
No, pedophile. It's fucking... I can't really make jokes about it because it's so... You just all go, yeah, chocolate and pedophiles and...
And really, we only have the chocolate for the children.
Your main export is like a byproduct from trying to lure children in. Until recently, most of your houses were made of gingerbread.
Don't forget about cocaine.
Don't forget about cocaine. Oh, there's a lot of cocaine coming in Antwerp, isn't there? Yeah, people getting fucking AK-47'd. Jesus. Well, nice. Nice little bit of cocaine. That'll keep the pedos up. I've said paedophile too many times. It's penetration engineer, I believe.
Yes, I'm just on the computer testing where the penetration is. My wife's just doing some marketing next door.
What's the first change you would make as a politician?
The first change I would make as a politician. Great fucking news. The tax code would be different. Oh, yeah. Yeah, you better believe it. I don't know what fucking... I would go hog wild nuts. I'd start invading places. No one's fucking expecting it. You know who's not expecting it? The French. I'm fucking serious. We have got an amazing track record. Look at the fucking stats, the British versus the French. We could fucking do this. We could take them. I don't know what we do when we get them. Presumably just nick a lot of cheese and wine and fuck off home. They still have the Bayeux tapestry. How old are you, great? Do you think that might be a factor in this? You're thinking of invading France? Well, they've got the Bayeux tapestry. Okay. News just in. No one gives a fuck. Fucking tapestry. That is not how we record our news anymore. What's happened? Donald Trump's been elected. Right, I'll get my sewing kit. If I could choose one superpower, what would it be? Cold War Russia. What are we doing? I'm subjugating the masses with my superpower. Were you more like flying? Nah. Maybe. What would you go for?
Being invisible.
You'd be invisible. As opposed to flying, you would be invisible. The fuck are you... You can accomplish everything you want to accomplish on Pornhub. You want to see naked ladies getting changed is all you want to do.
I want to be invisible.
What for? Also, they're going to see the fucking ectoplasm. They're going to think the changing room's haunted. What do you do, my friend?
I own a bar.
You own a bar? What, here in... Oh, right, what kind of bar? Like a beer bar. Yes, I know what bars are, but sometimes, and I'm not racially profiling here, but it might be an Irish pub. It's not an Irish pub, it's the local beer. The local beer here is fucking insane. Have you ever had that stuff made by the monks? Our mate got us the stuff. You know the stuff you can only get if you fucking live here? You know that weird fucking thing? Yeah, where you have to get some fucking fool to go and buy it for you and bring it. We got one of those, and we're like, how good could it be? Pretty fucking good. What, sorry? What's the name of the beer? I don't know. I mean, she's called fucking great. I'll ask. What's it called? Vlastblitzen. I think one of the Nazis stayed. And he said, I don't know what it means, but Vlastblitzen. Vlastblitzen. You made it out of the fucking bunker alive, did you? Hi, Jimmy. My friend Bart would like to come backstage to touch your nipples for free or for 20 euros if free is not an option. Is that okay? Kind regards. It's his birthday. He's Bart Day. Ha, 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 ha. Where's Bart? Where are you, Bart? For free. For free, I say, Bart. Sucking is touching, right? You sound like a lot of fun, Bart. What do you do, my friend?
Touch nipples.
You touch nipples. Okay. Some more career opportunities here. I think I speak on behalf of everyone when I say, what? What are you saying, my friend?
If you played in a celebrity football team, you would have your own football chant.
Okay, have you prepared said football chant? Okay, what is the football chant?
I'm funny, I'm famous, face is tighter than my anus,
I'm funny, I'm famous, my face is tighter than my anus. You saying that I have a loose anus or a tight face? What are we saying? What are we saying here? The best way to hide a dead hooker, I would say, if you, ideally, first thing on the checklist should be, in a crowded theatre, don't shout about it. I've committed a terrible crime. Can someone help, please? That's a bad look, my friend. The best way to hide a dead hooker? I don't know. I always think when you read about things like anything involving a shallow grave, you go, come on. I mean, I don't mind the murdering, but fucking put your back into it. Come on. It's not like it's in the middle of winter when you're murdering. Come on. The first day as the Pope. I don't know, fuck some kids, I guess. I mean, that's a fucking... I take that kind of as an insult. What if you were the Pope? What if I was king of the pedos? What? Is he in charge? But I've never really understood that thing, though. The Islamic fundamentalist suicide bombers, right? Blow themselves up to get 72 virgins when they die. Become a Catholic priest and have them now. Which crime would you commit if no one after you would be able to? Ooh. That's a fucking great question. Is that Parfit? I think that might be one of Derek Parfit's moral dilemmas. Someone's studying fucking philosophy in the first year. If I commit the crime, no one can ever commit it again. That might... You are a fucking genius. You got no guilt, and you go, no one's ever going to do this again once I do it? Fucking great. That'd be... It's a great thought. Children should be safe. I would fuck some kids before I kill myself, obviously. That's a given. Great question, I love it. Hello, I'm Jimmy Carr, and I'm announcing a new tour. It's called Jimmy Carr Laughs Funny. And if you like me, it's the kind of thing you like. And if you don't like me, then why are you watching this?